Rosie TV.
Well, this was kind of ironic. Today, Christopher Perry sent me a video. Actually, it wasn't today. It was a while ago, but I just saw it today and appreciated it today. It was a video that I made at the Indianapolis conference back in 2017. It's called The Crimes of Christianity. And he said, you've got to get this out, boys. You've got to republish this as an MCTV or something. And I started watching it, and I was really excited about it. I'm going, yes, this is one of my finest takedowns of the Christian religion. And I am the only one out there warning people to leave the Christian religion or die, because during the tribulation, God is going to send out his supernatural assassins to take out the leaders of Christianity, to tear down all the Christian churches. They are going to become bombed out, or they're going to appear like bombed out buildings that you saw in London during the Blitzkriegs, or Hiroshima after the atomic bomb attack. God is going to supernaturally wipe out the religions of earth to make way for the one true religion, that is the kingdom under Israel for 1,000 years. God's religion and politics, again, the two things you're not supposed to talk about at parties, religion and politics, these are the two topics of the book of Revelation. And in order to install his own religion and politics, God will destroy mankind's religion and politics. And the number one worst religion on the face of the earth, because it's the most deceptive, is the Christian religion. So right after I'm getting this text from Christopher Perry, and I'm watching this old video that I made back in 2017, yes, about warning people to get out of the Christian religion because God's going to destroy it. It's going to clear the table of human religion and human politics to make way for his religion and his politics. Oh, yes, Revelation's two parts, the throne section and the temple section. The throne section has to do with politics, has to do with a king on a throne. The temple section has to do with religion, the spiritual sovereignty over the earth. And so God's got to clear the table. Clear the table. I remember back in the day, I shouldn't admit this, but back in the day when I had my office in downtown Greenwich, Ohio, above the post office, I am not very organized, and my desk would be a mess. And somehow I never knew how I could amass so many things, so much clutter on my desk. Incredible. And I would get so frustrated at my inability to organize things that every once in a while, I would just take my arm and just sweep everything off of my desk. Everything would just fall to the floor, obviously. And then I would be so happy. I would look at my desk, how clean it was. I didn't have to go to any detailed trouble to do it. I would just sweep everything off. Of course, I would purposely, studiously avoid looking at the floor, you see, because the floor would not be as orderly as it was before I cleaned my desk. But the beauty of cleaning the desk, this is what God's going to do to the earth. He's going to take his big forearm and just wipe out human religion and human politics. And it's going to be a beautiful thing to see. But it won't be so beautiful for those in religion and in the capital cities of this world. Not only will the religion and politics, the operations thereof, be wiped off the face of the earth, but also the buildings. There's one of the most amazing understated verses in Scripture is in there's a giant earthquake described in the book of Revelation, and the next verse says, and the cities of the nations fall. And there was an earthquake, the likes of which no one had ever seen. And the cities of the nations fall. Every building will fall. Ladies and gentlemen, we're at the brink of this happening. Take a long look at the cities. Take a long look at the churches on every street corner. God is so patient. long-suffering, as every church corner in America trashes his name, teaching the doctrines of man rather than the truth of God, teaching the superiority of the human will, teaching a codependent God who must be loved in return or else he will torture for eternity. Take a good look at these churches and their spinning yellow daisy signs and their clever little sayings and their church picnics and their choirs and their music, because they are going to be wiped out by the forearm of God. The earth will be scraped clean. This will happen in an hour. This evil system of Christianity and the evil systems, the political and religious systems, all of them of this earth, must be done away with. And it will be in one fell swoop. So the irony I was mentioning is, I just decided today that I'm going to run that video this week. I'm going to replay it. I'm going to do some editing. I'm going to fix the lighting, and I'm going to introduce it here to you, and then I'm going to play it again. Needs to be heard again. Christopher's right. It's powerful. The irony is, though, yesterday after I made this decision, I get a comment on yesterday's video, MZTV 1598, from a woman named Dawn Price, who says she's done with MZTV. She's dropping out. No more subscribing for Dawn Price. And of course, I take this personally. I mean, I've had many people tell me that they're unsubscribing because of something I said, something terrible that they didn't like, something I did. And if I'm able to, I apologize. And I ask people not to leave. I mean, I take it seriously when someone leaves. I'm not the kind just to think, oh, well, who needs that person anyway? Like taking it personally or something. No. Well, in a way, I do take it personally, but I don't get mad at the person. I want to find out what I can do to make it better. And the person leaving is Dawn Price. She said this in yesterday's video. There is something very unbalanced about this channel's constant attack on mainstream Christianity. This is the irony. In that, within an hour of me deciding to run a video from 2017, in which probably one of my most epic takedowns of Christianity ever, right after I decide that, I get a comment from someone saying that this channel attacks Christianity too much. There's something very unbalanced. Let me read the comment, the whole comment, and nothing but the comment. There's something very unbalanced about this channel's constant attack on mainstream Christianity while ignoring the horrors of Islam. Oh, just let me continue. Dawn, apparently you said you were gone, but maybe you'll be watching today. I don't know. Maybe somebody will tell you, hey, Martin commented on your comment. Let me explain this to you, Dawn. Because I don't want to lose you. I don't want to lose anybody. I take every subscriber seriously. And anyone who leaves, it hurts me. I mean, so I guess I do take it personally without getting mad at the person. I always look at myself like, what am I doing? Is this a legitimate complaint? Should I stop doing something? I made somebody leave. This is not good. I want to get more people in. Want more people to subscribe, but of course, I'm never going to compromise the truth, ever. You don't have to worry about that. Nobody has to worry about that. Never going to compromise. So there's something unbalanced about this channel's constant attack on mainstream Christianity while ignoring the horrors of Islam. Mainstream Christianity looks harmless in comparison! Exclamation point. My dear Dawn, I'll try to say this in a nice way. You have been, apparently, you've been completely deceived by the friendly face of Christianity. Maybe it's the music, I don't know. Maybe it's the nice churches on every corner that I just talked about with the wonderful landscaping. Maybe it's the nice people who go to the churches. And your comment then on Islam, shouldn't you be critiquing them as well? I don't get it. I'm going to explain it to you. Don't go away, please. It's like you have this beef with mainstream Christianity alone. Yes, boy, do I. That's right. Well, it's actually not completely true. I have a beef with every religion. And I've spoken of the four major religions. You realize, Dawn, there's only four major religions on the earth, starting from east to west. Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, and Christianity. Everything else is an offshoot. And I've talked about these four religions. I've talked about the evils of Islam. And I said that Islam plays a major part in the end times in that it must be destroyed. I've taught on this. Where have you been, Don? Go to the Revelation series or just type in my name and type in four religions or type in my name on YouTube and type in the Beast of Revelation or type in Islam. I've done many videos on Islam. Because Islam is, of course, one of the religions that's going to be wiped out. But at present, Islam is the most mobile religion, and it is becoming, but it's still not as popular as Christianity, a very popular religion, because many people don't understand the radical ideology behind it. People tend to say, well, Islam is a peaceful religion. It's just these radicals that are making it look bad. No, that's not true. Their holy book tells them to kill infidels. So is that bad? Of course it's bad. But Christianity is far worse. And I'll put it in a nutshell right now before you leave here, Dawn, is because no other religion, no other false religion, and the four religions I've mentioned, while they're real, while they exist in the world, they're false representations of God. But none is as false as Christianity, because the small g God that runs the Christian religion has hijacked the names of God and Christ. It is the most deceptive religion because the names of God, of Elohim, and Christ, Jesus Christ, the only name under heaven by which humans are saved, it has hijacked these names. This demonic power has hijacked every religion, by the way, is run by demonic powers. And I believe Christianity is run by Baal Peor. Look up Baal Peor in YouTube with my name and Christianity, and you'll see an explanation. You will hear, you will see, yes, you will hear, see and hear. Multimedia presentation of why I think the ancient false god Baal Peor is the god behind the Christian religion, who has dared to hijack the names of God and Christ and misrepresent them. Misrepresent them. J.K. Bell made an excellent comment on Dawn's comment, said they at least admit they believe in a horrible God who requires works and are honest about their self-righteousness. Yes, they are a more honest religion. It's all about self-righteousness. It's declared to be about self-righteousness. It requires you to face Mecca three times a day or whatever it is. And they admit that their God is horrible. But the Christian religion also has a horrible God, but they paint him with whitewash. And what J.K. is pointing out here to you, Dawn, is that the Christian religion is the one that must be warned about excessively and exceedingly because of its whitewash, its deceptiveness. Satan, of course, is the false god of all the false gods, and Satan has whitewashed the Christian religion, has not whitewashed Islam. Islam's not whitewashed. You see right through it. But you can't see, Dawn, you can't see through Christianity. You think Christianity looks wonderful, looks harmless compared to Islam. What in the world? I think I see how you see that. You see Islam is as outwardly attacking people, outwardly saying that they want Israel wiped off the face of the earth. And they have groups that are actually fundamentalists. They're actually following the Quran. There are groups who are dedicated themselves, we call them terrorist groups, who dedicate themselves to the eradication of Israel, and really all infidels, all people who don't worship their God Allah. We are all slated for death. It's called jihad. It's a religious war, and they're obvious about it. But you're not seeing the subtle evil of the Christian religion. Because as A. E. Nock said, the translator of the Concordant version, there's a great quote of his, and I've never forgotten it. He said, "Worry has killed more people than war. And more people have died having their guts twisted and their hearts twisted and their minds twisted because of the condemnation and guilt heaped upon them by the Christian religion, after suckering them in, after baiting them," it's the bait and switch, baiting them into a religion of love, a religion of acceptance, a religion of beauty, a religion of peace, and they come in because they hear beautiful music or they hear eloquent preaching, and they find behind the curtain a terror God who is watching every step they take, and if they offend him, if they miss too much church, if they don't agree with the doctrines of the particular church, then they are in danger of being tortured in hell for eternity. And they're not safe. Their loved ones aren't safe. They're never quite sure whether their repentance was sincere. This is all coming from the Christian religion. See, it's subtle. It's a bait and switch. Islam is not a bait and switch. It is what it is on its face. You better pray. You better do this. You better kill your enemies. And our God is a vindictive God who wants us to kill other people. But when you see, Dawn, when all the stats are in, when you see how many people Christianity has killed by subtler means or pushed away from the true God because they think that the God of Christianity is the true God, if you only knew, Dawn, how many crimes have been committed? How many criminals have been manufactured because of a negative reaction to the religion of their forefathers, the religion they were brought up in? They come to fear God, to hate God, because they heard their whole lives that God was an eternal tormentor, and that God expected them to believe in the right way, and they knew they didn't have anything inside themselves to answer the bell of righteousness, and yet they were told that God was a God of grace. Then they were told that he will torture you if you don't believe in him the right way. And we cannot know. It is unknowable, but someday we will know how many criminals have been produced by Christianity. The religion of Christianity, not the truth. I'm not talking about the truth. And these people that have become criminals, they have never rejected the true God. They never knew the true God. Now I'm getting ticked at you, Dawn. Now I'm getting ticked. It's like, are you so blind that you can only see the offensive of violence? When a plane crashes into a building, or when a dozen people's heads are cut off, it's horrible. It's terrible. Who doesn't hate that? Who doesn't denounce it? I denounce it. I hate it. And I've taught on it before. But I can see through the hypocrisy and deception of the Christian religion into the countless number of people who have been tortured and killed and driven away from the true God over the centuries, the millennia, in fact. And that number, there's no way that we can calculate that number, because the evil is part of the substrata of society. It's baked into the fabric of society, of the God who is constantly waiting for you to screw up. And either you kowtow to that God and live in fear, live in worry, and try to do your best, or you just throw your hands up and totally rebel against that God. Neither one is a good thing. I would rather people rebel, but the ones who are rebelling become angry. Did you know that Charles Darwin developed the theory of evolution because he was raised in the Christian religion and he hated the Christian God of eternal torment? So he had to develop a theory that would eliminate God from the creation. He had to get rid of this God. This God couldn't be trusted anywhere near the creation of the human race. And so Darwin and his anthropological creativity developed the theory of evolution. Adolf Hitler was in the choir, raised in the Catholic Church. I believe he was an altar boy. But I am betting you that much the source of crime in this world is a result of the false teaching. I mean, Satan has done a number on the world through the Christian religion. It's because of the bait and switch. It's a wonderful God. It's a beautiful theology. We believe in grace. Unless you fall afoul of it. This has driven humanity to madness. And if the Christian religion disappeared today off the face of the earth, the mood of the entire earth would be lightened. Things would be better. And you're telling me that mainstream Christianity looks hard. Okay, maybe I'll give you this, Dawn. You say mainstream Christianity looks harmless in comparison to Islam. It looks harmless. I'll give you that. It looks harmless. But may this brief address wake you up to the truth. You say, I don't get it. I'm explaining it to you. I hope you see that I'm respecting you by explaining it to you. You say it's like you have this beef with mainstream Christianity alone. No, I have a beef with all the religions, but I have a beef with mainstream Christianity especially. Then you say, sorry guys, I'm going to have to unsubscribe to this channel. Grace and peace. Where else are you going to go? And hear the good news. It's true. I have friends. I have many friends that put out the good news, and I hope that you go to one of their channels. I take that back. There are places you can go. And maybe they don't critique Christianity as often as I do. It needs to be critiqued more. And I just determined to do that today. And you helped me do it again. Wendy Mirth gave a great response too. She says, and I hope you take this to heart, Dawn, if you're even watching, I hope you'll stick around. This channel doesn't call out Islam because Islam doesn't claim to know or belong to Christ. There it is, Wendy. Thank you. It's hijacking the name of Christ. This is one of the few places where you'll learn what the scriptures say about God and Christ rather than what the theologians and pastors and traditions of men say. Thank you, Wendy Mirth. That is true. It's one of the few places. There are other places. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said before, where else are you going to find? Like, this is the only one. But there aren't many. There aren't many. And I say that you need one like this, who is going to confront you with an uncomfortable truth that apparently you've never been confronted with, that Satan today is disguised as a messenger, that is an angel of light. Can we look at Islam and say they're disguised as an angel of light? Is Islam pretend to be righteous? That verse that I was just quoting from 2 Corinthians chapter 11 continues in this way. saying Satan is disguised as a messenger of light and his minions, his cohorts, as ministers of righteousness. The demons who serve Satan, they pose as ministers of righteousness. Did you see the leaders of jihad posing as ministers of righteousness? As dispensers of light? No, it's a religious war to kill the infidels, and that's in their holy book. And again, the terrorists are should be called fundamentalists. In some cases, they are, because this is what their holy book says to do, and they take it seriously. And I've taught many times on the prophecy from Daniel chapter 7 that Islam in the end times is going to be stopped. You're going to love my teaching. If you haven't been around in the last 30 years, where you been? But I've taught on this, that Islam's going to be wiped out. Trump's going to come back in very soon. Today, as you are watching this, and Islam go bye-bye. Islam go bye-bye. Just like was happening in his first term, the first Trump. This is the last Trump. First Trump, last Trump. Get it? Little hint there for you. Paula says, Dear Dawn, sorry you feel to leave MCTV. Sure hope you find lusher, greener pastures. You're not going to find lusher, greener pastures in here. I'm so lush and green. I mean, come on. Please, Dawn, lush, green. You got it right here, sister. And I'm educating you big time. Right now, I'm educating you. It's what I do. I'm not blaming you for not knowing this, for not knowing that Christianity is more evil than Islam. I can see why you thought, because you looked at the obvious. But Satan is much more subtle than you're giving him credit for. Sorry you feel to leave MZTV, says Paula. Hope you find lusher, greener pastures. If you don't, sure hope you return soon. Love, grace, and peace, dear sister. You see how lovely we are? As we're, for the most part, we're loving people. We don't want you to leave. I don't want you to leave. I'm not going to, I mean, I'm going to ramp it up now. Now that you've told me to knock it off, I'm going to ramp it up. But you're going to love it now, because now you've been brought up to speed on the wiles of Satan, on the stratagems of the adversary. Dawn answers Paula, saying, Thank you. Islam is like the elephant in the room that no one is talking about in the body of Christ. It's not the elephant in the room. It's an obvious evil. I need to find out where it fits into Paul's evangel. Where it fits into Paul's evangel? How can Islam fit into Paul's evangel? You say it has to fit somewhere because it's too obvious. There, you answered your own issue right there. It's too obvious. It's too obvious. It's too obvious. I would capitalize too. It's too obvious. Yes, it's too obvious to be the final deception. And I don't know how you're looking for Islam to fit into Paul's evangel. It doesn't fit into Paul's evangel. But it definitely fits into the end time scenario that we're now looking down the barrel of. And I'm going to be talking about that more and more. And I wouldn't think you would want to miss it. Stick around, Dawn. There's much more to come.